Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the second chapter of the second season of Love is Blank, my illustrative audio journal detailing my thoughts and feelings on the experience of love through the lens of popular fictional media. As always, if you haven't yet, do have a listen to the first season before this one. That way you can get a good sense of what goes on around here. For this episode, we're carrying on the story we started in the first one, and we're covering the concept of a first date. So let's get into that. The first date differs from the meet-cute because not only does it last relatively longer, it also has the potential of determining if the rest of the relationship can carry on further. Before we get to the first date though, there's one main thing that tends to happen in between, and that's flirting. Flirting, and I'm paraphrasing here, is defined as behaving as though attracted to someone playfully rather than with serious intentions. Some people are really good at this. It just comes naturally to them. And in other cases, something goes very wrong.
You know that smell gas has? They put that in.
I have the capacity to overthink things like Ross from Friends.
The gas is odorless.
Especially if there's actual feelings or a hypothetical agenda hidden behind the flirting.
But they add the smell so you know when there's a leak.
I will admit though, when done right, flirting can be really fun. And as I alluded to right at the start, flirting can be a good way to ask someone out on a date. By this point of the whole podcast, it should be clear that I haven't asked anyone out before either. I don't know how people do it, and I haven't felt the need to try it out either. First, I haven't built up my personal confidence to handle any form of rejection. And second, I've kind of always expected the other person to handle that part, and I just show up.
This is a judgment-free zone. Well, at least I hope it is.
Let's talk about first dates now. I don't think I'm the biggest fan of first dates. Hear me out. There's many ways a first date can play out. And in some cases, even if it's the only time you'd ever meet that person, the date can really leave an impression on you. Hell, it can change the way you see things in terms of people and places and things. On a lighter note though, first dates have a lot of potential in them. Outside of the fact that you could be getting to know the love of your life even better and all that, I think it's easier to miss the fact that you're getting to know someone even better. Dates that matter to the location provide the ideal setting or safe space to kind of open up to someone new. I often hesitate to go on first dates just because, as I have established multiple times in the past, I don't like the lack of control in terms of what can happen, especially given that dates usually only involve two people. And it's the two of you deciding to test out a part of life together. Dates are essentially life scenario trials, aren't they? It's just that we get to try out the fun parts rather than the sucky bits. Anyways, dates can be fun, hilarious, romantic, mushy, disastrous, and everything else in between. I can't quite pin down how my ideal first date would go right now.
Apparently not even in a fictional story.
But I'm hoping it, or heck they, depending on how many first dates I'm willing to try out, at least don't end up with me wishing I could get a refund on the time spent. P.S. In terms of the story I'm trying to build here, this chapter is a little inconclusive. Maybe I'll have better luck in the next one where I'm covering the relationship itself. Thank you for listening to this episode of Love is Blank. If you would like to share your feelings, thoughts, and experiences based on this episode, do use the hashtag #LoveIsBlankPodcast on any and all social media platforms. New episodes come out every other Friday at 5 p.m. across all podcasting platforms.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.